What would it be without your love? I'd rather be with the one I know will always be with me than have the throne of a king. 'Cause it would be nothing more than just a handful of nothing compared to all your love can bring. And I know that someday,
eternity. This will all be over. Praise God. And so, yeah, if you're not looking forward to that, then you need to get saved, because, hey, I'm looking forward to that day when we're in a new world without end, no more time after the 1,000 years, no more time. And we're just living eternity forever. We're just existing the ever now. I don't know how to even explain that, do you? Anyway, welcome to the program this last Friday night of 2021. We're here to bring in the new year, celebrate Jesus, and give a good word. I know it may be a smaller crowd tonight. I don't know, but a lot of people busy doing New Year's Eve stuff. I don't know. But anyway, I'm here. We're doing a live program here tonight. And hopefully it'll be a blessing to you as you start out your new year tomorrow or tonight at midnight, and that the Lord will bless you in your life, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Yes, we look forward to the blessing of the Lord this year. And I'm going to share some things at the end of the broadcast, but after my message that I believe the Lord showed me so far for the next year. There's some things that he wants to say about you and the preparation and all the things going on and everything. And so, yeah, not a lot, but some things he's given me already. And maybe he'll give me more, and I'll share more later. But right now, we're going to go ahead and have the news section. Biden says no federal solution for the pandemic. It's up to the states to solve the COVID crisis on their own. He said, yeah, this on Monday in a meeting with the governor. In other words, he's backed down from his pre-election pledge to stop COVID like some big shot. He's certainly not a big shot. But he tells governors it's up to them. Census data reveals Americans fled progressive liberal Democrat states for conservative havens in record numbers in 2021. That's right. Get out of Dodge, Charlie, right? Get out of there. They're getting out, and they're going to states where they're not so messed up mentally. NASA hires Catholic priests to prepare religions of the world for encounter with aliens. That's right. The truth is encounter with fallen angels and demons. Yeah, when they have the visitation of the aliens, they're having a visitation of fallen angels, another grand deception of the last days when that happens. China is stockpiling half of the world's grains. That's right. There are more food shortages coming and prices will continue to go up. You probably noticed that they have been on much of what is available. They're going up. I don't know, trying to maintain it, but it's going to go up more and more. So the newest numbers on Americans who have died from taking the vaccine. That's right. The newest numbers, according to Columbia University, is saying that the numbers of Americans in the United States alone that have died from taking the vaccine is 178,000, as high as 178,000 people. That's a lot of people dying from the vaccine. That's a whole lot. Who in their right mind would take such a deadly vaccine as that? And people falling over, especially men from myocarditis and heart problems, and blood clots. Yeah. Why would people want to do that? They would take a chance on their lives like that. Wow. Well, China is on the edge of eliminating cash and pushing the world toward total government surveillance society. That's right. And they also have got their AI prosecutor that can charge citizens with crime. Wow. Yeah, don't even need a person to do it. Just do it by AI. I think that's something. Franklin Graham said this week that he doesn't believe that the vaccine passport microchip implant is the biblical mark of the beast. Well, it might not be the whole mark of the beast, but you start getting implanted with microchips, then you're readily available to take the whole thing. That's right. If you do one, you'll do more unless you wake up. And who knows, who wants to take that chance at this microchip implant? And what's wrong with him to go ahead and let it be whatever, you know, for Christians, and not warn them that you might be in great danger by taking this chip, the passport, vaccine passport chip, microchip? Yeah. But when a Christian going to wake up and say, we better watch out, it might be here, might be sooner than we think. I know nobody wants it to happen yet, but hey, at least most people don't want it to happen, and they want life to go on as normal. Well, it's not going to go on as normal. They've gotten away with so much, you think they're going to let it go back to normal? No, the whole plan is in place not to let things go back to normal. Occupy Democrats support Florida landowner evictions of unvaccinated tenants. That's right. A large Florida landlord announces that he will begin requiring all new and existing tenants to provide proof of vaccine. That's right. And he says, you don't want to be vaccinated? Well, you have to move. And if you don't move, we're going to evict you. Yeah, he's a bit of a deceived and heartless individual, obviously. Doesn't know what he's doing, in my opinion, of course. But a lot of people don't know what they're doing, in my opinion. A lot of people are just being deceived by the devil right and left. And they're the pawns of the evil one. And the deception is a sign of the last days. The Bible says there will be great deception. Many will be deceived in these latter days. So is it any wonder that these people are being easily deceived? A North Carolina sheriff has refused to remove the Bible verse from the wall of the sheriff's department and said, I will not waver on my Christian belief. That's right. Good for him, huh? Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion wrote Sheriff Jody Green, and they said that the verse is exclusionary and represents an unconstitutional endorsement of Christianity. Well, I stand with the sheriff, and the verse written on the wall, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Good for the sheriff. We all must stand up and be bold and not bow the knee to the devil in any human form that he comes in when he shows up. That's right. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion. We're unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God. Amen. If we don't walk in the power, what have we got? We better learn. Now's the time to walk in the power. Thousands flee as Colorado wildfires, which is not normal. They have wildfires in the winter. That's right. They burn hundreds of homes. Fires in the winter. This is very strange. Very strange. And I believe that Colorado is under some wicked government too. That the governor or the mayor of Denver is a homosexual, and they're both liberal Democrats and pro all manner of things that don't line up with the Word of God. 79% of American Omicron cases are with the fully vaccinated. You cannot blame the unvaccinated, as some people are doing, some people that don't have any sense, that haven't studied it all out and found out the truth about it. They just listen to the mainstream lying media. So obviously, they're not going to get any truth there. They're just going to get more lies, because the devil is the father of lies, and the devil is the father of mainstream media. I mean, he's running the operation. They may not know it, but they're pawns in the hands of the devil. Yeah. Wicked Betty White, dead at 99. That woman, I believe, was a witch. I don't know for sure, but I think that she was definitely in witchcraft and the occult and believed in it. And now she's facing her realities that maybe are not what she thought they would be, unless she got saved at the last minute there, but not to my knowledge. She didn't. But it would be great if she did. But unlikely that she did. So anyhow, we're ready now to go and pray here. That's all the news I'm going to share here on this New Year's Eve. But I'm going to pray for you folks and the program tonight, whatever the Lord leads here, as we open up in prayer now. I'm going to welcome you again to the program here, in case I didn't welcome you. Welcome to the program tonight. Glad to have you tuning in this New Year's Eve. And may the Lord bless you tonight, speak to you, help you with your walk. I want to say thank you for tuning in this year, 2021. Thank you for making this program a part of your life on Friday night and other nights too, or days for those who listen later at different times of the week. But I appreciate each one of you, and God bless you, and may the Lord give you the best in 2021, that you might live in his best and perfect will for your life in this new year. My prayer for you. So Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for another opportunity to gather together here with this radio church here, and ask that you would bless the listeners tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for their lives, Father, that you would be upon them greatly and mightily in 2022, and they would see your hand upon them, and they would greatly be blessed of the Lord, and able to draw nearer to you in this new year and to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living, that they would see your goodness, Lord. They would see your grace on their lives, Father, great grace, and that they would truly be closer to you than they were at the beginning of 2021. When they get to the end of 2022, they will be closer to you, and they will have a deeper walk and greater revelations of you and more of your power and a fresh anointing on their lives, Father. We thank you that they'll be walking in your perfect will, Father. We thank you that they'll be overcoming the powers of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection around each of us in this new year, Father. We thank you that the angel of the Lord encamp round about us. Thank you, Lord, that we are in the house of the Lord forever already, because we got born again. And now we dwell in the house of the Lord. I thank you that it's a safe place, safer than those who are not dwelling in the house of the Lord. I thank you that you're taking care of us there, and you're keeping us in your holy house, Lord, your holy house that is so precious to us. We thank you for that today, and thank you for your goodness and mercy following us as well all the days of our lives. And thank you that we're drawing ever nearer to you, Lord, as we prepare to meet you as you return for your church, for your people who love you and have chosen you, Lord. We chose you because you drew us in, because you convicted us and you brought us to yourself, Lord. And we thank you for bringing us to you, Lord. We thank you for doing in us what no one else could do and loving us like no one else could ever love us, Lord. We thank you for these things. They're mighty, they're wonderful, they're glorious, Lord. We thank you for turning things around in our lives that the enemy has tried to sabotage us with. And we rebuke him for doing it in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the remedy. Thank you, Lord, for turning it around for your good and for your glory, that we will see the manifestation of God and good in our lives, Father. In spite of the mistakes we've all made in this life, you can turn it around. You can bring glory to yourself, Lord, and you can work things out. And I thank you for doing that in each of us, in each of our lives, Father. And we praise you for that mighty working within us by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. You are glorious. So, Father, we thank you now, Lord, for tonight's broadcast. I ask your blessing on it, Father. I ask you to speak through me, Father, by the power of your Spirit. I thank you for spiritual life being infused into us tonight by the Spirit. Thank you for revelation and understanding and conviction and change and miracles and signs and wonders and all the good things of the Spirit, Lord, and of the kingdom. We thank you for that. We cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your glory here. Thank you for just filling us up to overflowing here. We praise you. Worship you for the good work that you're doing in each of us, Lord, until your return. Hallelujah. I worship you tonight. Worship you tonight. Thank you for the anointing of fresh oil tonight. Thank you for, Lord, pouring out your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing to preach this word, Lord, tonight and share with people tonight. Thank you for health and healing in our bodies, Father, that by your stripes we were healed, Father. Thank you for healing those that are sick tonight, Lord. We rebuke every infirmity, every demonic attack on the physical bodies tonight. Thank you for the healing power being released into these bodies right now. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, be healed, bodies. Be healed, bodies. In Jesus' name, be whole, be healed. Thank you, Lord, for your miracle working healing power and delivering power, Lord, in our lives. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right, everybody say amen. Amen. We're going to get into the word now. If you're ready, I'm certainly ready. Again, I'm happy to see you tuning in tonight. The Right Start is the title tonight. That's what we titled the message anyway. And so that kind of goes with what's going on in the world right now. Again, going to start a new year, and I hope you're ready. And if not, it's going to, be here whether you like it or not. It's just a few hours. So let's step over into this word tonight and see what the Lord is going to say to us. Are you happen to be in any crises right now? It's very true that every crisis is an opportunity to climb the mountain higher, to get closer to Jesus. Every crisis has within it the power to, number one, start a new beginning. Number two, discover new things about you and the Lord. Number three, to see the depth of your walk with him and where you're at in that walk. If you have a shallow walk or a deeper walk or a midway walk, whatever it is, you're going to see some things when you have these crises in life. We'll start out with Hebrews 2:10. It says, "For it became him for whom all things and by all things, whom all things are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings." Yeah. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Amen. We are one with him. We are the brethren, sisters of the Lord. Amen. And he went through suffering, persecution, complete through those persecutions. And we won't be complete without going through some persecution by the enemy as well. In fact, Jesus started his earthly ministry with sufferings or persecution, suffering the temptations of Satan as he came out there in the wilderness. After Jesus has fasted for 40 days, and here comes the devil. Yeah, persecuting him. And yet every crisis will eventually come to an end, but the process will not. You will go through the process again and again. And in the crisis is what you may see rise up, what you might see in those crises. What you see rise up may be ugly and full of garbage. Because what surfaces in crises and the storms of life, which everyone faces some storm, will be the things that have caused you trouble all your life and that you hadn't gotten rid of yet. And they're still hanging around, the demons and the true nature of your self nature, the things that God wants to deal with and change and be cast out of your life is going to show up in those crises and storms and persecution that people go through. And one thing you're going to have to realize about life is this. God alone knows where you're going and how you're going to get there. How many know that you don't know? You might have some ideas about it, but you don't know where you're going. You don't know how you're going to get to that place or where you're going. But God knows. And yeah, we may know we're going to heaven, but we don't know everything between being born again and heaven. I know I sure don't know everything that's going to happen between being born again and getting to heaven, getting into eternity. Yeah. But God does. He knows. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. But remember this about your upward journey toward eternity and heaven. To go to a place you do not know, you're going to have to go by a way that you do not know. That's right. We're all going to a place we do not know, but we're going to have to go by a way that we don't know. And to cling to the things that you do know may mean that you never get to where you're supposed to go, right? To where you don't know. But Jesus knows. And if Jesus knows and he's taking care of you, that's good enough, isn't it? Amen. And to get there means that we're going to have to learn to trust in Jesus, right? Trust in Jesus more than ever to accept his control over our life. And we too should learn to deny our ordinary sense, ruled knowledge, and live by faith in him day by day. We walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. Right? Amen. Let's go to Psalms 62 and read another verse here. Psalms 62, and we'll read verse 5 through 8. It says, My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. God is a refuge for you. And see, one of the keys of trust and faith is yielding to the Holy Spirit to do. And to do it, we're going to have to let go of all that gives us security sometimes. Because that is security. When we truly yield ourselves and surrender ourselves over to the Holy Spirit and his work in our lives, that's security in the natural. I mean, you know, security, I mean, that's security in the spiritual. And that's also security in the natural. Okay? But you got to give up your security in the flesh. Right? Because your security in the flesh is not the security that God wants to bring us into. A lot of people, they trust in the arm of the flesh, and they're cursed because they're trusting in the arm of the flesh. The Bible says, cursed is the one that trusteth in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What are you looking at today? What are you looking at? The things perceived by the senses all the time? Listen, we're on a trek. We're on a journey, just as Abraham, our father of faith, was on a journey. We, as he, are going to have to say goodbye. There's a lot of things we need to say goodbye to in this life. We're going to have to learn to sometimes say goodbye constantly to everyone and everything, especially our demons, our lust, our besetting sin, right? Scripture speaks of the demands of discipleship. The kingdom of God is like a treasure buried in a field. Remember, a man sold everything he possessed in order to buy that field. And the one who does not renounce all cannot be the disciple of Jesus Christ. That's what the word says. To be a disciple, you're going to have to hate the father, mother, make your own, and hate your own life as well, right? You have to take up your cross daily and deny self and follow Jesus, right? I mean, that's what the word says. We're going to go with the word. We're going to go with our own opinion of things. Luke 14:26. Turning one more page here. Ended up in 15. Hallelujah. Okay, 14. Here we go. 14:26. Says, if any man come to me and not hate his father and his mother, his wife and his children, his brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Very simple, isn't it? Doesn't mean that we actually, you know, hate our wife or hate our husband or mother or father. It just means that if we put any of those things or people before Jesus, then we haven't died. And we're going to have to become completely emptied of self-rule so he can fill us with his rule. Amen. And what he gives back to us is going to be his choice, too. As we get rid of that stuff, he's going to fill us with himself and his will, his plan, his purposes for our lives. And we know that his is better than ours, and he won't hurt you. He'll help you. Philippians 3:7, it says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I might win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God, by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Yeah, hallelujah. That's what Paul said. I'll count them all lost, all those great gains that he made, those educational gains and becoming a Pharisee of Pharisees and all the stuff he gained, all that. Doesn't matter. What matters is that he gained Christ. Amen. Amen. Yeah, this is an apt description of our walk with Jesus. It goes from death to resurrection. And we will go through this often as we experience his death, his sufferings, his resurrection life within us and the power of that resurrection life. And so now is the time to forget some things, leave some things behind as we begin the new year. Like I said in verse 13, brethren, I count not myself apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is where we're at today, people of God. We're beginning a new year. We need to forget the things of this year, all our false failures and things that went on. And it's time to move on into the things of God in this new year. That's right. This all could be called the way of abandonment and surrender and yielding, abandonment of our desire to be in control, to be the master of our own life and our desire to make our own plan. We're going to have to learn to surrender to the action and the divine plan of a loving God whom we need to believe in, that he is the author and the director of our life right now. He's the director of the steps of the righteous. Amen? And again, as we yield, we're going to see that we need to let go, and let go again, and let go again. Let go of all these demands that a selfish consumer society has put on us. All that self rule of our lives. Let go of all that the world has created in us. Right? In fact, we got to let go of all that we take security in until our security is in him and in him alone. He is my security. He's my everything. And as we let go, we might feel an awful lot of insecurity. And we may feel as if our lives are falling apart, but we will also discover that the hold that this world has had on us then, if that's the case, and the things that this world has had on us. And we'll see the demons and their control that they've had over our lives if we see what is going on here and let go. It may hurt to let go. But as we let go, we're going to find that we are advancing further and further into the unknown plan of God. And we don't know it, but you know what? It's not unknown to him. And if he goes before us, hey, the angels of the Lord encamping around about us, and the Lord goes before us and leads us in the path that he has for us, we're going to be okay, people. We're going to be okay. Remember, in order to go to a place you do not know, you're going to have to go by a way you know not. Right? And the way you may not know it, but the Lord knows it. See, so we're in his hand. And this can be frightening and fearful for those who have had a hard time really trusting in the Lord. A lot of people have a hard time trusting the Lord because they can't see him. See, they can't see him, so they have a hard time believing and trusting him. Right? Because I can't see, I can't put my hands on, I can't feel him, I can't talk to him. Well, you can talk to him, and he'll talk back, but you know, it's not like you see the face talking with you most of the time, right? And for a lot of people, it's hard, because they're afraid. Oh, what if it's not God? What if it's a demon? What? No, the Bible says if you ask for the Holy Spirit, he's not going to give you a serpent or a stone. If you're talking to Jesus, you're talking to Father in Jesus' name, he's not going to give you a snake. Yeah, it may be sorrowful and lonely sometimes in this walk that we have with Jesus, but you know what? Your sorrow will be turned into joy. Your mourning into laughter and into dancing, right? And yeah, in this journey, you may grab desperately at what gave you security before, but realize that it's empty. It's not going to help satisfy you. Not going to help you. Not going to satisfy you. Not going to bring fulfillment. Nothing will until it's Jesus alone who is your chief joy and satisfaction in you and in your life. Really, that's where the joy is. The joy is the Lord. See, the joy of our life is him and knowing him. There's nothing more important than that. Hallelujah. Look at it this way. You're on a journey, and you must learn to say goodbye. You'll have to say it repeatedly in life, really, because things very easily get a hold on you, get a hold on your life. Things of this world, it's real easy to get embraced by them. it's real easy for you to embrace them. But you have to just let go again. You have to let go, say goodbye to self, goodbye to false security, goodbye to your way, goodbye to my money, my family, my demand, their demand, the wrong teaching, to demons, to certain people, to doctrines and dogmas and religious spirits and ways. Goodbye. I'm venturing out into the deep. Jesus said, come out into the deep. And I'm going out with no land in sight, with nothing but the love that burns in my heart like a fire that burns in my spirit, because I'm born again and have him in there. And you may weep, you may cry, you may whine, you may complain and grumble, but go ahead, let those tears fall. You know what? They should have fallen a long time ago. But these sort of things are going to make you free. You're going to make you walk in the glorious liberty of the sons of God, and say your goodbyes. The attachments and chains of the world will be separated from you and fall off. Amen. Who needs us? We don't love the world. We love the Lord. If we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. That's what it says. And now we can say like Paul did in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, finally, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, I'm going to think on these things. See? I'm going to think on these things. But Paul did. He told us to do it. And he did it. And we do it. If we do that, we could memorize that scripture, keep thinking on those things. You'll have a sound mind. You'll release the power of a sound mind upon you. For all things now are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God. Right? That's what the word says. And Paul said it back in 3:8. He said, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. All things. I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I might win Christ. He just counted them as human refuse, right? That's right. That's the way Paul looked at it. See? Hallelujah. This is liberation. Yeah. Yeah. Liberation truth. Liberation theology, not liberal theology, but liberation theology. We're no longer slaves to this world and demons itself. You have a new inner freedom that brings joy. And now you're able to love freely. Your security will be found in having no security, no earthly security, that is. But you have heavenly security, and that's way better than what the earth has to offer us. Way better than what the world has to offer us. Heavenly security. Like the merchant who found the pearl of great price. And he gave all that he had to obtain it. We give all to obtain him. And we have him, then we've got everything. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things are going to be added unto you. The Bible says all of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now you can love others, family, friends, others, not for the security or feeling of ego or out of rejection or stroking your pride or whatever, the feelings of stroking your ego, but for what they are in and of themselves. See, you love them. But don't think that you have arrived. We haven't arrived. We got to keep going up the mountain. We got to go higher and higher up the mountain. Like the poem that was given in response to the disciples' question, does the road wind up the hill all the way? Yes, to the very end. Does the day's journey take the whole day? From morning till evening, my friend. Yeah, we're climbing till Jesus comes. And as we climb ever upward, there's going to be more crises, there's going to be more storms, but hey, the joy that is set before is why we're on this road. It's straight and narrow, and victory is wonderful. Victory is sweet as we share in the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah. I mean, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. That same spirit quickens our mortal body. Brings life into the power of God dwells in us today. Amen? We're sharing in the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For in every death, there will be another resurrection. Amen. If we die to this, die to that, there's a resurrection. See, we all need to get our eyes on the prize. This world system of darkness is not our prize. It's not our home. We're just passing through. We're pilgrims and sojourners and strangers in this land. That's right. The world system of darkness is not our prize nor our home. We've got to leave Satan and his hordes of devil and people who have served the devil and do serve the devil and have not chosen to serve the Lord and reject the Lord. We get to leave them, thank God. And we have to leave being under their domination right now. We're dominated by the Lord, not dominated by darkness. Because we're in the kingdom of God right now, according to the word of God. Amen. So, because time is short, and we're truly living on the latter days of planet Earth as we have known it. The Bible says, a short work will he do in the earth. And that is so true. A short work will the Lord do in the earth. And things are winding up very quickly to the midnight hour. And joy comes in the morning. And it's time to hold fast to Jesus and the things of God and let go, cast out the things of the devil, the hindrances, the blockages, the walls of darkness. These devils must go, and we must declare all-out war on them. And some of you have gone so far with Jesus, and then you simply have come to a stopping place, and it seems like you can't go any further. Something's wrong here. When you get to that place, usually you've hit some demon stronghold in your life. The demons that keep you from progressing, demons that will stop you from seeking God more, from seeking the King of Kings, and from changing in your life and growing in grace and truth. And see, they don't want you to know because they like to hide from you and work their little work. Wicked work incognito, right, where you don't know they're there, but that way you'll keep them there all your days and die with them. And then you'll leave them and go on and be with Jesus, and they'll go to the next of kin, or they'll stay in the family line, go on to somebody else, and if there isn't anybody else, they'll go looking for somebody else. Yeah, and that's what most Christians do. They keep their demons for the day they die and go be with Jesus, but it doesn't have to be that way. Doesn't have to be that way because God has provided the children's bread, right? He's provided the children's bread for your deliverance, for your liberty. If you'll have knowledge of it, right, and you don't perish with your demons because of a lack of knowledge, you can be delivered. Jesus said in my name, you will cast out devils, not pray them out, not counsel them out, not medicate them out. Not go sit at a psychiatrist bench and listen to him or her. They need to be cast out. That's right. You know, psychiatry has a very dark history with lobotomies, right? They like to do that. They still do electric shock therapy. If you want them to treat you, how about the King of Kings treating you? The Lord of Lords treating you. Wouldn't that be a little bit better than having a lobotomy? Now, they quit doing the lobotomy, but I'm sure they do them in some dark places hidden away. But, you know, they're still doing shock therapy, and they're still medicating you with these drugs that might subdue the demon some, but they don't get rid of demons. That's the best they'll do. And so you want to go get on those mind meds and just keep those demons in there and let some others in too. Or do you want Jesus to take care of you? Dr. Jesus, not psychiatrist Jesus, because he's not a psychiatrist. That's rooted in darkness. Yeah. So, yeah, he takes better care of us, right? Amen? So they're going to have to be cast out, not by you praying to God, saying, oh, God, please remove these demons from me. They don't go anywhere that way. They aren't coming out that way. By you praying, oh, God, please remove these demons. You know somebody else who did that, right? Paul, the thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. That was fallen evil spirits that were in him, trying to subdue the message that he had, the revelations that he'd gotten from God, from heaven, when he was caught up into the third heaven. And Paul didn't like the thorn in the flesh, the demons that were attached to him. He didn't like it. He said, Lord, remove thee from him. And the Lord rebuked him really for it and told him, hey, you deal with it. In other words, my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, I've given you what's sufficient to deal with these devils, with this thorn in the flesh. Now deal with it. And Paul did. You don't hear him talk about it. Okay? So we don't beg God to remove demons. We just command them to go in Jesus' name, because nothing will happen if you do. Because, oh, please bind these demons, Lord. No, Jesus gave us the keys of the kingdom, binding and loosing. He gave us the authority, and we have to use it. And we sometimes need help getting them out, but still, other people with deliverance ministry or whatever, deliverance experience, but we have the authority, so we should use it and quit asking God to do what he told you to do. In my name, you will cast out devils, Mark chapter 16. We will bind and loose. We will engage in warfare. Quit asking God to cast out the demon. Again, Paul did that, and Jesus told him, my grace is sufficient. Don't ask me. I've already given everything that I'm going to give to you at the cross. When I was risen from the dead, I gave it all to you. Gave you all power, all dominion and authority in the earth. All that Adam lost, you have restored. My authority is given in grace. Right? So you cast them out. You have grace, you cast them out. Grace is sufficient. Well, how do they come out? Well, primarily through the mouth, burping, sighing, coughing, breathing, screaming even, talking, even through the pores of your skin. You may get very hot, tingle as they leave through your pores of your skin. You may even shake, you know, as these spirits manifest. Yeah. Over 38 years of doing deliverance ministry, we've seen and heard demons do many dramatic things over the years, right? Like I think I told you about the man in the office that went straight up the wall backwards. Yeah, people can't do that on their own. Or contortions of the body that are not possible for humans to do on their own, but through demon power they do, or through the demons manifesting they do. And the most foul things said, being cussed and fouled out by the awful talk from demons and threats and threatens our lives and all kinds of things through demon talking and foul smell. Yeah, demons stink. Sometimes you can smell them. We've even seen demons as they leave people. We've heard them talk so many times that we now just usually tell them just to be muzzled and shut up in Jesus' name, because they lie. And they'll lead you on a wild goose chase to nowhere. And people go off on these chases and they can spend hours talking to demons and never get them out. And that's not the answer. The answer is getting them out as quickly as possible. Yeah. And many will try to make you feel that you can't connect with Jesus. That you are so far away from the Lord, you poor thing, you're so far away from the Lord that you can never connect with him, and he's so far away from you, and it's just a hopeless situation that you have there. You're in a hopeless condition. That's what they want you to believe, see? They want you, oh yeah, they'd like you to believe a lot of things that are just not true, because they're deceivers, right? They're deceivers. And that's what demons do. They deceive people, you know. And they're in the churches today. Well, they make the little perches in the churches and look for an open door, and they jump in those open doors. And, yeah, if they have one there, they'll get in them. Okay, if they can find them, they'll get in them. That's right. And so definitely you want to get rid of demons. Definitely in 2022, you want to continue progressive deliverance until you finish getting them all out, right? Because it's a progressive walk. It doesn't all happen at once. It's progressive, and we're progressing on the progressive walk. All of us are. We're getting more freedom and more liberty from these awful beings of the darkness. We're getting rid of them more and more and more. So what do we do? Yeah, that make you think that the Lord is far away. That's got to make you think that with God departed, that you're so far from him and that you can't get in touch with him anymore. You ever felt that the Lord was hard to reach or far away or not as close as he was at one time in your life? Well, many Christians have felt that at times, and that's an attack of the evil one, of course. We have to understand how the enemy works. We can't be ignorant of his devices. We can't be ignorant of the way that he comes against us. That's one way he works. Look at Song of Solomon here in chapter 3, verse 1. It says, by night on my bed I sought him, whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets and in the broadways. I will seek him, whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, seek ye him whom my soul loveth. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth. So the woman, who is a type of the church here, that's right, the wife of Christ, you and I, and she can't find him, Christ whom she loves. And the reason one may come to this kind of place in their life is because maybe God's been calling you to come up closer to him and be more separated unto him and to call us away from the world system and the love of the world and the things of the world in our lives and things that are pulling us away from him. And God may cause us to, I mean, he may allow us to fail in reaching him for a time, and all our former and the things that formerly worked in the pathways, they will fail. He allows that. What worked yesterday may not work today. In other words, we can't live in past experience, in other words. And perhaps many people are living in old Pentecostalism or they haven't moved on to where we're living today in God. They're living in the charismatic move or something, or they're living in some other move of God of the past. Hey, the cloud has moved. And a lot of Christians have not moved with the cloud when the cloud moved. And when the cloud moved, Israel moved with the cloud. They didn't stay there or they'd be roasted out in the desert. They wouldn't have any water. They wouldn't have a fire by night. It'd be pitch dark and cold. But no, when the cloud moved, Israel learned they moved. And notice, this woman, the church, she went to the watchman or the former ministers that she used to go to get in touch with God, and they couldn't help her. Why? Because God wanted her to grow up and get in touch with Jesus herself and build a deeper and beyond surface level relationship with the Lord. See, going up and growing up and in the Lord, and in other words, she wanted her to develop a holy determination and desperation to find him. And in this determination to find more of Jesus, something enlarges within us to hold more of him and go further with him and appreciate him so much more than we have already in this life, see? Because this is about our getting closer to him right now in these latter days. We got to get ready to be with him for eternity, see? Remember the scripture he said, when you seek me with all your heart, not someone else's heart, not part of your heart, with all your spirit, with all your heart, then I will be found of you. Right? When you seek me that way. So because the Lord has more and something much better for you, he's going to allow you to become dissatisfied with where you're at. Because if you don't become dissatisfied with where you're at, you won't go after him and get more of him. So many people, they refuse to get dissatisfied with where they're at, even though they are dissatisfied with where they're at. They refuse to step out of that because they love the familiar. They love the thing that they've always, you know, had since they became a new Christian, and they kind of stayed in the same place since they got born again, basically. And God has so much more than just, you know, getting in the boat. He's got a sea cruise for us. I mean, we got to get out there into the deep. Yeah, to go further and run after him with all of our heart. And you will seek him intently and intensely and fervently. And hey, her hunger in the Song of Solomon here became so intense that she could find no fulfillment, no satisfaction apart from Jesus and knowing him more. Song of Solomon 3:4 here. It says here, it was but a little that I passed, but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth, and I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, into the church, mother's house, and into the chamber of her that conceived me. Hallelujah. Notice when she found him, she held on to him. She would not let him go. And when we learn how much we need him, and a deeper reality of him, we will not let go either. And we'll bring him into our mother's house, which is the church, into the deepest intimacy and closeness. But this ain't going to happen in us until we're willing to let go of the old and, hey, and step out. We can't live in what we lived in 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. We're going to have to let go of it. Go deeper. Jesus is calling them. He says, launch out into the deep. He told them that. They were in a pleasant place, but he said, no, launch out into the deep. Yeah, and you're going to be blessed. You're going to have something you didn't have before you did launch out to the deep. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 9:17. It says, neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break and the wine runneth out and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles and both are preserved. So, hey, what's he trying to do now? What do you want to do? He wants to make you a new bottle. See, to go further with God, you often have to let go of something old. You have to become a new, fresh wine skin. To hold the new wine, he puts in a new bottle. And some people try to work up God like they used to, like they'd pump up an old tire or something, saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, over and over, and try to work up through old emotionalism and to find out it's not coming. But, you know, your emotions can get all worked up, and a lot of people think that they're now in God's presence because they're all worked up emotionally. But then they go away from that empty, okay? Because it's not just emotions. You may have some emotions, but getting in God's presence, pressing in with all your heart, with all your spirit, and getting more of him and getting in his presence. Amen. And many times we don't recognize these truths, so we run about desperately, you know, trying to recreate the old stuff. But it worked before, it's got to work now. Well, God doesn't want you to live in the past, in the befores of life. The Christian life is referred to as a growth. The Bible says grow up into Jesus, grow up into Christ. It's a maturing walk. We go from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from spiritual experiences in God to deeper spiritual experiences. I mean, the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. We're going to see new stuff in Christ as we grow, and it's going to be scriptural, though. It's not going to be way out flaky things and fruity things. I mean, if you're looking for that, then you're living in a fantasy. The devil has created a fantasy because, you know, God is not a fruitcake. He's not a Looney Tune or something like that. That some Christian, you think, man, it's got to be way out there, Looney Tune thing, or it isn't God. Well, no, that's not necessarily true. At all. Although some things in God will be way out there compared to the natural mind. When you try to figure it out with the natural mind, it is way out there. Okay? But it's not fruitcakeism. I mean, it's not that. It's not flaky. It's real. It's spiritual life. And it'll impart spiritual life to you. See? Amen. So it's growth. And if you're not progressing, because you know what? You can't sit still in God. You will digress. You'll be digressing. Because we just can't sit still in God. We are moving ever forward, ever upward, climbing into the mountain of the house of the Lord, and climbing the ladder. The straight and narrow path leads ever upward to him more and more. Amen? Amen. He might allow us to be in a situation or circumstances where we feel like we're blindfolded and being marched to the electric chair or something, but or to lethal injection. Someone is pushing us toward that chair. that Walker Chair could be the circumstances that you are in that have been arranged to bring you to him closer, right? It's not bad. I mean, I'm not talking about bad things. The devil is bad. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's bad. No, it's good, but you might not feel it's good, see? Because it takes you out of your comfort zone. It takes you out of being comfortable. Because you always have to be comfortable in at the level of your own mind and what your mind feels comfortable about. Then you won't grow very much in God, because God will take you places that will make you uncomfortable. Amen? I mean, there are places that we go sometimes in life and situations, circumstances that we're in that we're not comfortable in our natural minds in. We're not comfortable even in our religious or spiritual experiences of the past. We say, this can't be God. This can't. Why is this happening to me? Hey, it's an opportunity for growth in Christ. It's an opportunity to grow up into him more and to step higher. Yeah. That's right. And you may feel like you're about to step into oblivion or nothingness. You feel hopeless and with no future. But I mean, no, we don't walk by feelings. We walk by faith. What you feel is not necessarily the truth. You feel a lot of things. That you feel hopeless at times, but you're not hopeless. You might feel like you don't have anyone at times, but you do have someone. You do have the Lord. You have the angels of the Lord encamping right about you. You're never alone. You might feel like you have no future, but with God, you always have a future. It may even at times seem like the end of everything, but you know it's not the end of everything, because Jesus said, hey, you're a child of God. Till the kingdom is yours. All that I have is yours. You're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So really, feelings will change all the time. If you're going by your feelings, then you're going to get into some circumstances and the devil will lead you into where you're in bondage to your feelings. And we don't walk by our feelings. We can have feelings, but we don't walk in by them. We don't walk subject to them. If we do, we're going to end up messed up, right? Because they will mess you up, because feelings change so constantly, especially in some people. And if we're going to grow, often these things must happen to teach us to be dependent on him for all, to trust him fully, not just parrot someone else's faith talk or someone else's faith formulas or faith walk or formulas of Christianity. I mean, a lot of Christians today are not willing to place their complete trust in Jesus. They're afraid to do that. Why do they not want to trust? Why do they not want to put their complete trust in Jesus? Well, number one, they want to be in control. You can't trust in someone else when you're in control, and you got to be in control. And number two, they don't trust people. They don't trust anyone. So how can they trust God? They look at God as a people, another people. How can I trust him? I can trust any other people. How can I trust God? He might just be like the people. And, of course, number three, they are afraid of God. They have fear, and not the righteous kind of fear, the godly kind of fear, the reverence of God. They have a fear that they're just afraid. And the Bible tells us not to be afraid of him, instead to trust him. But they're afraid. This kind of trust will take them. Might take them out of their comfort zone. Yeah, it might take them someplace that they're not familiar with. Oh, I got to be familiar with everything about God. No, you don't. Hey, God will take you places you've never been before if you'll go with him, if you'll let him. Yeah. And number four is skepticism and cynicism have set into their lives. Well, I haven't seen God do any miracles in my life. And they're skeptical and cynical of everything. Yeah, well, that's new stuff. That's strange fire there. That's a strange fire. I don't want any part of that. No. Yeah, well, you'll stay stuck there then. Okay? Remember Abraham? Oh, Father Abraham, Father of faith. God told him to go up into the land. He said, go up into the land that he would show him. Well, when he got there, there was famine in the land. So Abraham not learned this trust and intimacy yet. So what'd he do? He went down to Egypt. Yeah, God told him to go up. He didn't tell him to go down. So he went down into Egypt for provision and got into a lot of trouble there. You remember the story? Yep, got a lot of trouble. So if you're not going up into what the Lord has for you, even though it may be, you know, outside your comfort zone level of living and thinking, might be outside of that, then you're probably going to go down into something to learn that you need to trust in him with all your heart. Hey, Abraham had to learn. He went down instead of up. God told him to go up in the land. You think God couldn't take care of him in a land of famine? But no, Abraham took matters into his own hand. He went down into the logical place where Egypt had provision. So he went down there, lied, got in a mess. Yeah. You know the story if you've read it. You haven't. It's interesting reading. So, yeah, if you don't go up the way the Lord called you, go up into the house of the Lord. We shall go up into the house of the Lord. You probably go down into something. And we don't want to go down into something. We're ever on the upward move. And not going down. We're going up. Amen. The Lord is above, right? We're seated above in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. That's what the Bible says. Seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. That's up above. Put our minds on minds on the things that are above. Set your affections on the things that are above, it says in the Colossians. Yeah. So, we need to learn to trust him today. Matthew 22:14, for many are called, but few are chosen. This scripture is not just about ministry. This is for all Christians. I mean, many are called to be a Christian. Many are called, but few are willing to pay the price in order to be the chosen, right? I mean, our being chosen is always based on our obedience, too, by the way. You be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. How many are doing that? How many are willing to do that? See? You remember that, right? Yeah. Many are called, but few chosen because they don't want to go all the way with God. They don't want to trust him. Don't we love that scripture? Deny yourself. Deny those demons within self. Yeah, deny that selfishness. Deny that self-focus. Deny that pride. Die to it. Paul said, I die daily. We die this garbage daily, and we continue on the road of deliverance as well. I mean, you may go through some dark places, but when he brings you out, you will discover you have a new understanding of God, and you'll have a new closeness to him because he will bring you out. If you'll trust him, he will bring you out of that dark place. He'll bring you out of the attack of the enemy. He'll bring you out of what the enemy meant for evil. God will turn it to good. And you come out stronger. You come out brighter. Listen, speaking to us, to leave all those places in our past life that hinder our spiritual growth. Yeah, that's right. The things that hinder your spiritual growth, where you're not growing. You hang on to those things. You cling to those things. Or they cling to you, and you give in. Those things which we have substituted for Jesus, and they pose a danger to complete trust and intimacy with Jesus. And yeah, it may seem difficult to trust God's faithfulness, especially when you don't understand what is going on in my life right now. What is going on? But commit your way to Jesus. Give him your all. Your lack of trust is going to have to be dealt with if you're going to grow further in him. If you're going to overcome fear, how many know that too many Christians are walking around in fear today, bondage to it? Yeah. And God said, hey, fear not. But see, they're not obeying. They're giving in to it. They're yielding to it. It has a grip on them. They have a spirit of fear. But where is Jesus taking us? He's taking us to a place where he is real to us and interested in and active in our life as if you and I individually are the only person in the whole universe. Yeah. This is a mystery, isn't it? How that we can be the most important person in the whole universe to God, yet millions of others are the very same most important person in God, to God in the universe. I mean, what a mystery that is. To maintain an individual relationship with each one of us, that there are millions of us, millions of them on the face of the earth. That's an amazing thing. And yet it's wonderful when each of us can experience him individually in a way of intimacy, in a way that of closeness, in a way of, hey, he loves me, and he talks to me, and he walks with me in the cool of the evening. I mean, woo! That's glorious, isn't it? Will you allow him to take you into this deep love relationship? Come on, folks. Is your walk really where you want it to be today? You need to grow up in him and glow. I mean, 2022 is the year to grow and glow. Grow and glow. That's right. You heard me right. G-L-O-W. God's people who are serious about their relationship with Jesus are going to dive into him and the spirit life, and then we will grow and glow because we have spent time with Jesus. Moses came down from the mountain of God's presence, and they had to cover him up because he glowed. He made them uncomfortable. He shined. That's right. He made them all uncomfortable. He was glowing. He was shining. They had to cover him up with a veil. They didn't like that. That was too convicting. Too much the power of God made him know that God is real. And you know what? How much more will we glow and shine under the new covenant? If we spend time, if we go up to the mountain of the house of the Lord in his presence, we will glow and it will show. When we come out of his presence, it will glow and it will show. He will show through us. There'll be those who want to cover you up too. They'll want to shut you down. They'll want to put a veil over you, put a bag over you, so you don't be glowing around this place here. We can't have that supernatural God stuff showing up around here. Can't have those signs and wonders around. Can't have that demon casting out stuff going on around here. Can't have the power of God in manifestation. That'll quench our style. That'll quench the demons that are in us. Right? That's what some people will say. Because they don't want the glow. They don't want to see that. They want to veil you like they veiled Moses when he come down out of the mountain because he was shining so brightly they couldn't stand to look on him. Yeah. And there'll be those who won't be able to want to look at us. They'll hide. They'll get away from us. They're afraid of holy men and women of God. They'll want to cover you up, to shut you down, to get you away from them. Huh? Yeah. That's right. But there are others who've been waiting for someone to glow and to show them the way, to show up in their dark and empty life, someone who has the glory and the glow of God on them, to minister life and deliverance to them, to free them by his power that's working through them, to come and cast the devils out of them, to pray on them, to heal their sicknesses and diseases by the power of God, to lead them to Jesus, get them born again so they have a new life and they can get a glow too. Amen. Amen. Someone who has the glory of God and the glow of God on them, to minister life and deliverance, to free them by the power of the Spirit of God from the darkness. So what should we do in 2022? We need to go up to the mountain of the house of the Lord, get in his presence, and fill with glow and grow. Glow and grow in 22. That's right. We got to glow and glow in 22. We got to get more of God because we're facing the dark days. And we're going to shine brighter and brighter because the days are so dark that that glow is going to be very beautiful to some and offensive to others. We will be persecuted. Well, I don't want to be persecuted, so I don't think I want to go up to the mountain house of the Lord and glow. Okay, well, then you'll be a carnal Christian then, or you'll stay where you're at. We know that the Lord suffered persecution, and we're not above our master. If he suffered persecution, you think that his disciples will not suffer persecution? You think that we won't suffer persecution? You think you're going to escape it all? How many know that if you won't go up to the mountain of the house of the Lord, there are going to be some that are going to fall away? Right? Because they're not close enough to the Lord to take the times that are ahead, to go through the times that are ahead. They don't have a close enough relationship with Jesus to go through these times. Because they haven't gone up to the mountain of the house of the Lord. They haven't gone up into his presence. They've been going down to the house of Satan. They've been dabbling with the world and the world system and loving it, part of it, and joining themselves to Sodom like Lot did, like Lot's wife, who refused to let go of it when she had the chance to come up out of Sodom, and she didn't. She looked back down, and she turned to a pillar of salt. That's right. Salt. And she lost her chance to escape from the darkness and destruction. Yeah. So let's go up to the mountain of the house of the Lord and get in the presence of the Lord. Amen. What are we waiting for? It's not time for waiting. It's time for going up. It's time, because we're living in the latter days. And the latter days is a day that we have to be full of God. Right? If we're not full of God, how can we be ready for what's coming upon us right away, very quickly? Because if you're not ready, what are you going to do? If you haven't spent time with him, how are you going to take it? Things are going to happen. And maybe it never happened before, probably never happened before in your lifetime. What are you going to do? Got to be ready. Got to be full of God. Can't be full of Satan. Can't be full of the world. You know, this is what God is saying to me that I believe about this year. This is your year to draw near. He's saying that this is your year to draw near. He's issuing a call to his people not to wait. He's issuing a call to you. He's issuing a call to me not to wait any longer. It's the time to really draw near to him. He said that to me, the hour is late. And the time is short. He said, know that I am near and I am waiting on you, that I've made myself readily available to you. That's what he told me. Tell you, right? He said, if you knock, the door will be open to you. Take time to forsake. It's time to forsake your idols and earthly loves. Time to do it, not to keep putting it off. Put your focus on the things above. For many will slip aside from the way that I would have them to walk, because their love is on the world when it should be on me. See? I've waited patiently for many, but they have not responded. And now is the time to respond. I love you. I'm here. I'm waiting. I will respond and be attentive to those who seek me truly. They will see my favor and blessing on their life, said the Lord. Know that I'm going to show up strong in and for those who value me. Do you value the Lord today? A lot of Christians don't. Not like they should. They value their life. They value their love life. They value their the things of the world. They value their job. They value the things here that they're attached to so much more, see. And I just threw that part in, but, you know, let me continue. He said that there are many who do not value me, and they will not partake of the greatness of my power. So some are going to miss out, in other words, for what he's saying. But he said, be attentive to my word, or you will be caught by surprise and not be ready for the fierceness of the coming attacks of your enemy. However, know that I am with you. He said, however, no, I am with you to see you through all things that look impossible in the natural. That's right. He'll see you through the things that look impossible in the natural. And he said, beware of the tricks of Satan. Many more will be attempted in 2022. Even beyond your borders, I give those who truly desire eyes to see and ears to hear. If you truly desire, he's going to give you eyes to see and he's going to give you ears to hear, in other words. So look listen, and know. The flood of darkness is coming this new year, but I will hear the prayers of the righteous, and they will see much deliverance from Satan's evil plan. That's right. He's going to hear the desire of the righteous. He's going to hear the prayers of the righteous, and he's going to see much deliverance from Satan's evil plan. Hallelujah. Now, I'll give me one scripture here to go with this here. I'm going to read it, Matthew 24:5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now think about that. Many will come. Many will come saying they're in the way of the Lord. They're saying that they're of God. So they're saying, what is this? I am anointed, in other words, because Christ is the anointed one. They'll say that I've got the answers. I'm anointed. But they reject it. It's not God. See? Many will come to deceive in this coming year. Many will come and bring deception. And we just can't follow it. I mean, look at all the people that are following deception now, like the Pied Piper Fauci. That man of wickedness. And Gates, I mean, he fell into a little bit dislike, but Fauci, oh my, you gotta follow him. No, you don't. He's coming with power, but it isn't the power of God. He's coming with an anointing, but it isn't the anointing of God. It's an unholy anointing. Well, I'm anointed here, and I'm anointed there, but no, not the anointing of God. So we gotta look for the anointing of God. There are definitely anointings out there that are not the anointing of the Spirit of God. They're the anointing of an unholy spirit, and there are more and more people walking in an unholy anointing. You've got to have the discernment to recognize the unholy anointing from the holy anointing. Amen? I am Christ. I am anointed here, and I'm anointed here, and I'm anointed there. I'm anointed to lead the world. Right? The false prophet, the beast, the Antichrist. There are many Antichrists in the world right now, the Bible says. And many are leading astray right now. And many have plans that are not a holy plan or a righteous plan. They're a rebellion against God's plan because they believe in Lucifer. They believe in Satan. They've exalted Satan in their life. They think he is God, their God. They've chosen to follow him. But we have chosen the righteous one, the holy one, the high and lifted up one, the one from up above the darkness, up above the swirl of demons and the swirl of fallen angels of wickedness that swirl upon the face of the earth to try to bring the wickedness past the globalistic antichrist one world government that they want to bring into place and to set the people of the earth as their slaves. To the beast system of darkness, to Satan, ultimately, is who it to, the man of sin, whom Satan animates and dominates and rules through. So you're not going to yield to that. We're coming up to the house of the Lord. We're dwelling in the mountain of the house of the Lord. We're going to rule and reign in Christ Jesus from there. That's right. The Bible tells us we're to rule and reign in one Christ Jesus. Our prayers are going to be more powerful when you're praying from the mountain of the house of the Lord. They're going to be more powerful when you've been in the presence of God. You're going to see just like Elijah and Elisha, the miracles, signs, and wonders, and the mighty things take place, only this is going to be the times of the latter days, not those days that Elijah and Elisha lived in. These are the days of grace and of great things that God would do in his people. We're not going to be outdone by Satan. Don't ever think that. The Lord is present for his people right now. And he's not going to allow Satan to outdo him. Now Satan, he thinks he can do some things right now. He's having his last big attempt, but he can't go but so far with it because he's not allowed to, you know. He'll be shut down. But anyway, if God's people will pray, we can see a lot of things subdued and even stopped and turned around. But if the people of God just accept whatever will be, then we're going to see some things that we don't want to see, and maybe even have to deal with a lot of it as well, and things that you don't want to deal with and that you don't be happy about dealing with. See? So God's calling you to enter in so that you can move the mountain in Jesus' name. You can speak to those mountains and they will be removed. You can move these things of the enemy, and the enemy will be shut down in a lot of ways that he thinks he's going to prevail. But in Jesus' name, you got to pray. You got to do work, or you got to bind it loose. You got to go in and take your authority and use it and act like you know what you're doing, because, hey, you do know him. You do know the Lord, right? And a man and woman who really know the Lord and are walking full of him, the devil is greatly afraid of you, greatly afraid of me. He don't like us. And we pose the greatest threat to the devil is the righteous ones on the earth. That's why he's trying to raise up a bunch of hatred for us right now. But hey, we are the righteous ones, and we will prevail. And we could, because we have the Bible, and we know what the Bible says. We says that Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, and then it'll be bound for eternity, cast into total destruction. So we are standing from a position of knowing the truth. But the whole world doesn't know the truth because they lie in wickedness and lie in the grip of the wicked one, who is the father of lies. And what has he been doing? He's been pouring out lies and lies and lies lately. So many lies. Lies like we don't need the police forces. Really? We don't need the police forces? Like those two women, the Democrats that were supporting defund the police, and they were both carjacked this last week, wasn't it? I wonder how they feel about defunding the police now. Might be so good, huh? Yeah. So are you ready? Because we're going to go into some days here this year. But there's going to be a lot of good things this year, too, in God, see, that we're going to see, because Jesus is going to show up. I truly believe that for his saints. He's going to show up in a lot of ways of power, a lot of ways that it's time for the master to show himself strong on our behalf. Amen. If the people of God just get serious about it, it'll take place. And those who are, they will see it take place. And perhaps the others will be jealous and turn on them. I don't know, but hallelujah. I'm going to pray now, and then we'll do some deliverance here after the intermission here. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for showing me those things and other things. And Lord, we just thank you that you'll show me more things for this new year. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you do speak to us, and that we just need to have you give us those ears to hear, as you said you would, and eyes to see more and more. Because the time grows darker, we need to be able to see better, hear better. There's a lot of noise out there, a lot of noise, a lot of clamor for our attention out there that is not God, and it's not the still small voice of God, but the voice of darkness and the voice of this wicked world and the things that they're trying to say to us and distract us. A lot of distractions. But we rebuke those distractions in Jesus' name. Instead, we're coming up higher. We're going to go up to the house of the Lord, the mount of the house of the Lord. We're going up to heavenly places. But we're seated up above in heavenly places now in Christ Jesus. We thank you for that today. We thank you, Lord, for a greater and stronger walk with you in this new year. That we're stepping higher. You say, I'm stepping higher, Jesus. I'm drawing nearer, Lord. That's right. We're stepping higher. We're drawing nearer. You said if we draw near to you, you draw near to us. So give us the grace to draw near to you, to hunger and thirst, and be filled Thank you for our divine protection in this new year, Father. We thank you that the angels of the Lord are assigned to us to minister to those that are the heirs of salvation. Thank you for the protective angels, the warring angels. Thank you, Lord, for the angels of the Lord bring blessing to our life and prosperity to our life and healing and health to our lives and deliverance to our lives. Thank you for all the angels that are working for us. Thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that. That is a blessing, Lord. We appreciate our angels, Lord. And most of all, we appreciate you because you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we express that appreciation to you tonight for bringing us through another year. By the grace of God, we made it. By the grace of God, we are closer to your coming, closer to being in your presence forever, the fullness of your presence, not just partial presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to make it through this next year by the grace of God. We're going to be overcomers this next year, and we're going to be blessed this year. Thank you for bringing many blessings to us, Lord, for prospering, for more than enough, even in the land of lack and where it seems like things are getting more expensive, Lord. But if the gas goes to $5, $10 a gallon, you're going to give us $5 and $10 a gallon to drive those cars if we need to go somewhere. We thank you for that. And if the groceries go up, you'll give us more money to get the groceries. You'll provide however way it is, whether it's through money or just someone give it to us or what. I don't know how it's going to go, but I know you're going to provide it, Father. And I know you're going to take care of it. You're not going to ever leave us or forsake us, Lord. So through these times, we're going to see you manifest on behalf of each one of us. Hallelujah, those that believe you, those that trust in you with all their heart. We got to quit leaning on our own understanding because our own understanding is the way of the natural man, and we know that we're going the way of the supernatural man, the man in Christ, the spirit man, the man spiritually alive, spiritually regenerated, born again, alive in you, Lord. We're going that way. And we're going to see your goodness, Lord, in the land of living because we believe. And we live in expectation of seeing your goodness, Lord. We live in expectation of your goodness. We live in expectation of a manifestation of glory and of God and of your angels working on our behalf and bringing blessings our way. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. We just thank you that we could lift up holy hands unto you and say, praise God, you are good. Hallelujah. And your mercy is rich toward us. Hallelujah. We praise you tonight, worship you, glorify your name. Thank you for this new year, Father. Thank you, Lord, that in spite of the troubles ahead, you're going to be with us in a mighty way, and there's goodness and glory ahead, too. And we're going to shine brighter this year. But we'll be closer. We'll have more of God. We'll be walking in the blessing more than we have. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for pouring out more in 22, more and more of you on earth. In this year, as we hunger and thirst, as we reach up forward, up higher into those realms of God to take what you've given us, take what you've promised us, and bring it in to our hands. Just reach up into the heavenly town, reach in and take hold of what is yours, bring it in, bring it into your hands. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that we bring it into our hands in Jesus' name. And we're going to see your goodness of God. In so many ways, Lord. We praise you for that tonight. We praise you for blessing us so much, Lord. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. And we thank you for the time and the word of God now. We thank you for some deliverance coming up here, too, and anything else you want to do tonight before we go. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. You are so good to me. Just declare the goodness of the Lord over your own life. He is good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, we'll be back in about 3 minutes and we'll do some delivery. Montana tonight, but hopefully you're warm wherever you are, in a warm home, warm whatever you live in, home, igloo, apartment, mobile home, whatever, you're warm tonight. So, also, some people think that we're this huge, huge, huge ministry with lots and lots of money, but I just need to tell you that we're not a huge, huge ministry. Some people think that we have all this extra and all this abundance, and we're blessed. I mean, of course we're going to declare that we're blessed. We're blessed of the Lord. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And that's not just talking about riches of wealth financially, but just all kinds of heavenly riches. We're blessed. But as far as being this rich, big, huge, multi-ministry with all these employees and stuff, no, we're not this huge ministry. My wife and I run the ministry. We don't have all these employees. Could afford to pay them if we did. So anyway, I'm not going to beat that. If God brought us, if God wanted us to grow that big, he would bring in the finances to pay employees, right? If that's what he wanted for us. But still. I just need to clear up some misconception. I mean, I would help a lot more people if I could, but I can't do it. And people kind of wonder why, sometimes with people that are in a situation where they're not making it very well. We're not this huge ministry that could do all that. But praise God, we do what we can do. And we are definitely givers, and we do give. But just wanted to clarify that. Let's go ahead and go on into some deliverance ministry here now. So we have some time left here tonight before our time together is over. And even though it's below zero, I hear people out there popping some fireworks. Even though it's below zero, it's cold to be out there popping fireworks tonight, but that's okay. That doesn't stop a lot of people. They bundle up and get out and do it because that's what they want to do. All right. Praise God. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Are you ready to just leave the past behind and move ahead in God? Don't let anything chain you back down and hold you back that happened last year or this year, I guess. We've got a few more hours here. Don't let it chain you up. We just come against demonic chains from things that have happened to you in life here. And we command those chains be broken and the spirits that hold those chains in place to come out tonight in Jesus' name right now. You come out of there in the name of Jesus right now. I bind you. We break your hold over people in Jesus' name. We break those chains. We send the angel cut and sever and break those chains right now. In Jesus' name, you spirits that have kept the chains on you, on people, you come out right now. All the way out. All the way out. Come out, 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 come out right now. All those chains, we break them in Jesus' name. We break the power of those chains. We break the control of those chains over your life. Come out in Jesus' name right now. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. All those spirits that chained you up in 2021, trying to hold you back and hold you down, keep you from moving upward. Come out of there. Come out of there. All that guilt, all the condemnation. Come out of there right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out of there. Up and out. In the name of Jesus right now. Go. Keep coming out. Come on. All the guilt over things that have happened this year, guilt over failures. Let's start this new year fresh in Jesus' name and knowing that we have been forgiven, knowing that we have been cleansed by the blood, knowing that our sins are washed away, and canceling the rights and permissions of these demons to remain any longer. Now go. In the name of Jesus, all the guilt, all the condemnation, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, 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 all the way out. The guilt, the condemnation, all those besetting sins, come out, come out, come out, come out of there right now, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. All the confusion from the things that have been going on in the earth and the craziness that people have been indulging in and partaking of. We command the confusion that's been released on the nation that many people are struggling with to go right now. All that confusion, the dark cloud over the nation that the enemy tried to bring in through the pandemic and the COVID and all of this stuff. You go right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, 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 come out of there. All the way out. All the confusion, all the dark clouds, you go. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. Come out, dark cloud. Come out, confusion, right now. In the name of Jesus, come out of there. All the way out. All the way out, all the witchcraft and the witching that has been done to try to deceive the people. Go right now, all the hexes, vexes, spell demons that try to put spells on the population to make them believe a lie and deceive them. Come out, all the witching, all that witchcraft that's been done against the people of the land. We cancel that and command it to go out of us, all of us. It has to leave us. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out, the spells, come out, all those spells, you come out in Jesus' name. We break them in the name of Jesus, cancel them in the name of Jesus, command those spell spirits to go right now, the witchcraft spirits to go in Jesus' name right now, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 move, 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 and keep moving, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, go, go. All those COVID devils, you go. Come out, COVID devils, Omicron devils, all of that. You go in the name of Jesus. Delta devils, go all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out. Deception, spirits of deception. Come out. People have fallen under this deception of that the whole world is being attacked with. We command those spirits of deception to come out and go in Jesus' name. All that deception, come out. Come out, spirits of deception. I find you. I break your hold. Come out. 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 All deception spirits, go. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. All the way. Keep going. Come out. Come out. That spirit of feeling empty, that you're just empty, and that you have that emptiness. Come out. All the way out. And Lord, fill them to overflowing with you. All that emptiness, you come out, that spirit of emptiness. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All the way out of there. Jesus' name, we break that control of the world, that spirit of control by the world. Come out, come out. Control by the lust of the flesh. Come out, come out. All those control by the world spirits, go, 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 go. The ungodly attachments to the world, you come out. Those demons of attachment, come out. The attachments to the world, come out in Jesus' name. Go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out. Those worldly attachments, come out. Idols, come out. Idolatry, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Go, go, go. Move, move, move in Jesus' name. You have to go all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now. Go, 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 go. All the way. Keep moving out. Keep moving out. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Come out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus right now. Go, go, go. All the way. Move, move, move. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep moving out. All the way out. All the way out. Every bit of it. Every bit of it, go, 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 go. That spirit of feeling like you're a failure, that failure spirit, you come out feeling like you've got nothing accomplished in life and that you're just a failure, come out. That spirit of failure, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out, go in the name of Jesus, failure spirit, fear of failure, come out. Fear that you are a failure. Come out. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. You're not a failure to the Lord. Come on. That's a lying devil. Come out. All the way out. You have Jesus in your heart. You're no failure. Hey, you've done what the majority hasn't done is received Jesus. Come out. All the way out. That failure spirit, fear of failure, fear of failing. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fear of saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing. You come out. Fear of doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing. Come out. 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 Come out of there all the way out. Fear of failure. Fear of doing the wrong thing. Fear of saying the wrong thing. Come out. Come out. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. 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 The spirit of loneliness, you come out right now. Loneliness. Spirit of loneliness. We rebuke you. Loneliness. Feeling lonely. Feeling all alone in life, all that loneliness, come out, come out, come out, come out, and all the way out, all that spirit of loneliness, go in the name of Jesus, come out, come out, go, come out, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, come out, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go, loneliness, go, depression, go. Go, 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 all the way out. Depression, come out. Fear of depression, come out all the way. Fear of feeling inferior, inferiority, come out. Come out, come out, all the way out. In the name of Jesus, be weakened by the blood of Jesus and come out of it. All the way out, all the way out. That self, punishment. You know, like you have to be punished for your faults and failures and sins. That's self-punishment. You come out. Come on. All the way out. Self-punishment. Jesus bore your punishment on the cross. You don't have to bear punishment. Come out. That's self-punishment. Go. 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 Come out. Come out. Self-punishment. Self-blame. Self-condemnation. All of that self-stuff where you abuse yourself. Self-abuse. Come out. Come out. Come out. Self-blame. Self-punishment. Self-condemnation. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Self-abuse. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Go. In Jesus' name. Go. 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 The blood of Jesus. You got to go all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. You have to loose them and let them go. Up and out. Up and out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on. Move, move. Spirit of shyness, you come out. Spirit of shyness, you say, well, I'm just a shy type, Pastor. Well, give me the chapter and verse for that. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion. It didn't say that we're shy as a mouse or something. Come out. All the way out. Go, go, go. Come out. Come on. All that shyness, you come out of there. That shy spirit. Come out. That shyness. Be bold this year. Come on. In 2022, you're going to be bold. The righteous need to be bold. Be unashamed of Jesus. I mean, what are you waiting for? Why be ashamed? Be bold about your faith. Don't be like that sheriff. I'm not taking that scripture off the wall. Not going to do it. I'm going to stand for my faith. Yeah, come out of there. Go. All that shyness. Go. All the way out. All that shyness in the name of Jesus. You got to go. Come out. That shy spirit. All the way out. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move. All the way. 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 Go. In the name of Jesus. All that anxiety over life and the future, that anxiety spirit, I bind you in Jesus' name. We rebuke anxiety tonight. Anxiety, go in Jesus' name. Come out now, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out in Jesus' name. And we rebuke the spirit of death. For those that are facing death physically, we command that spirit of death to get off of you. In the name of Jesus, you shall live and not die. We command cancer to go in the name of Jesus. Be healed, be whole in Jesus' name. We command healing in your body in Jesus' name, and the spirits of death, the spirits of cancer, the spirits of disease to go in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Come out of the body right now. Go, 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 go. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Get out. All the way out. All the way out. Father, seal this delivered to the people that have received deliverance tonight. We thank you for this time of deliverance, Father. We thank you for healing in the bodies that have cancer. I know several that have cancer in the body. That the doctors have said they have cancer in the body, Lord, but we call them healed in Jesus' name. And we call that cancer gone in Jesus' name. Lord, touch them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the healing power and the delivering power. As we cast those spirits out, now we pray for the healing of the body, Father, in Jesus' name. Heal those bodies right now. And Lord, those that need healing in other areas, we ask you to heal that too, Father, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke those sickness spirits right now. Rebuke the COVID, any of that, in Jesus' name. And thank you for sealing this deliverance to the people that have received some tonight, and then as they hear this broadcast again later, those who listen later. In Jesus' name, bless them when they do listen, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, amen. Amen, amen. Folks, we thank you for tuning in the year of 2021. We'll be back next year to talk to you. I want to thank those of you who have supported this ministry in the year of 2021, too. That means so much to us. I want to just thank you. From our heart, Linda and I appreciate so much, and Linda will be sharing again on the air soon. She has something on her heart, and so we're looking forward to that, Sister Linda coming back on, and we want to thank you again deeply from our heart for your prayers as well. We can make it without people supporting us and backing us up in prayer too. So please pray for us. I pray for you. I pray for the listeners to this broadcast, those that I know of. I don't know everyone who listens to this broadcast, but those that I know of, I pray for them. And every giver, I know your name for the most part. And so I pray for the givers that support this ministry, because I do know your name and can call you out by name before the Lord. And he will bless you. I believe it, because I believe it's sowing into good ground here for those who do give here. And we thank you for it. And the Lord bless you for it. And so we just thank everyone who's given in the last year and appreciate it so much. And we look forward to what the Lord will have for all of us next year and what he's going to do in our lives. And again, we love you and we thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. And we just look forward to what the Lord is going to do in your life, our life. And we know that it's not over yet. And we know that Jesus is still on the throne. No matter what the devil's doing, no matter what happened to this world, Jesus is on the throne and he won't forget his children. And he still is answering our prayers. Hallelujah. So praise God. Just believe and live in expectation of the goodness of God. Amen. And you're going to see it. Amen. You're going to see it. God is. All right. Well, we'll see you back next year, next week at this time. And may the Lord give you a good weekend, a good next week, and be with you in a mighty way. Bye-bye. Now. Okay. Well, praise Jesus. I will just be in expectation that God's going to really bless you. Amen. I expect God is going to bless the listeners of this program in Jesus' name. I'm just praying that right now. God, really bless the listeners to the program. Really bless them, Lord. Thank you for each and every one. And let each and every one come up higher in you this year, Father. Come up higher. You go up, not down, Father. Up into the house of the Lord. Where the glory is. And be partakers of that glory and see that glory. We see that glory. We see the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Just watch this week a program of a recent meeting where they had the angels singing in their services. You could hear the angels singing. Now, we've had that happen twice in our services over the years, at least twice that I remember, where we could hear the angels singing. They don't breathe, so they don't take a breathe, you know. They just sing continually. It was awesome. Praise God. What a joy it is to know that we know him. Well, God bless you. We love you. Good night.